Austin City Council has expanded a 2009 law that made it illegal to use your cell phone, texting, or talking while you're driving your car. They've now expanded it to cover those on bicycles. If you're a bicyclist and you're cruising through the streets of Austin and you're texting, why you would be doing that? I mean, I would assume that you would wipe out almost immediately. But I guess some people are better at that than others. Attorney Cleve Clinton is joining us. Cleve, thanks for getting up early and coming on with us this morning. How do they enforce a law like this? This is ridiculous to me. You can't enforce a law like this, can you?
Yes, sir, you can, but very carefully. The Austin City Council decided that they wanted to ban any distractions, and so they extended it, in addition to cars, which was expanded a bit to include any hands-free use of in a car is okay, but any cell phones, MP3 players, electronic games, messaging devices, other handheld electronic devices were banned to be used in Austin cars, and they extended the same ban to bicyclists.
Why, Cleve? Why?
The theory, at least promulgated by the Austin City Council, is that it would be too distracting and that distracted bicyclists can cause accidents just as badly as cars can and drivers can.
Cleve, you and I both know if there's an attractive woman on a bicycle in Lycra shorts, she can be just as distracting to me or you as anybody, right? I mean, this is ridiculous, don't you think?
The young woman might be more distracting than your cell phone or your hands-free, your electronic or MP3.
So,
I would imagine that they're experimenting with it. Austin's got, as we all know, an inclination to want to reach out a little bit and extend laws to other areas that might otherwise be that other states or other cities might not want to extend to. So it's not surprising that Austin's done it. And in fact, the Austin Statesman reports that they're looking into it, they're researching it, and they may not treat it exactly the same way that they treat the car drivers.
Would this be a police officer, as far as you know, just tooling down the street and seeing somebody on their bicycle, on the phone or texting? I mean, I would assume that the Austin Police Department has far more important things to do.
Imagine that they would treat it as most police officers do with the car driver. If the car driver is moving erratically or it appears that they're distracted, moving across lanes and such, then they can risk being pulled over and ticketed. Likewise, I'm imagining they would do the same thing with bicyclists.
It's just another reason, Cleve, for me not to go to Austin. I mean, I know they're trying to keep it weird, but this is too weird for me. Nanny state once again rearing its ugly head. We're trying to somehow legislate away all perceived bad behavior. Just another reason for me to go around the city of Austin, Cleve.
Does conjure up some thoughts of other states that are more inclined to be regulated than Texas chooses to be normally. And perhaps not riding a bicycle in Austin is a good idea. In fact, many, many cities in the state of Texas have laws that prohibit you from texting while driving anyway.
Yeah.
But when he's extended to bicycles, it does seem a little bit of a reach.
Yes, it does. I would like to, just real quick here, I would like to have a law passed that any man in tight Lycra bicycle shorts should be given some kind of a citation, maybe arrested. That's just my view, Cleve. I can't stand that. I can't stand the guys that, you know, that are bicycling through town in the tight shorts. Got to get rid of those guys.
Well, if you could make up an argument that would be somewhat distracting to other drivers or other bicyclists, causing them to veer and to weave into oncoming traffic, perhaps that would be a worthwhile health and safety kind of an ordinance for the city of Austin.
You're a good man. Cleve, thank you for joining us. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate your time.